Welcome into A to Z Sports Primetime from the Superbook Sports Studios. I'm your host, Buck Rising, and I'm proud, as always, to be presented to you by the aforementioned Superbook Sports. Download the app today. Enjoy all the college basketball you can wager on. Superbook.com for terms and conditions and the best promo bets and odds boosts out there. Of course, you've got the intel edge you need to succeed with the official real estate agent of the Nashville Predators and of Primetime. Gary Ashton will get you the intel you need to get your dream address without the stress. And TrueMath Fitness in the Gulch. Go to TrueMathFitness.com for your first workout free, and they will get you up to speed. They will get you in tip-top shape ahead of beach season, lake season, whatever you desire. TrueMathFitness.com for your first workout free. So, DeAndre Hopkins, we've talked a lot about tradable players or players that may be on the move. Derrick Henry has been made mention of in a couple of these conversations, particularly around the combine. That stuff has died down in recent weeks, obviously, and the running back trade market has certainly become diminished. Kevin Byard is a player that's been mentioned as somebody who could potentially be on the move as well. But DeAndre Hopkins is out there, and it seems like for the Cardinals, they are at the point where they're prepared to move on from him before his age 31 season. So with all that being said, and teams that are interested in him, the question that I want to ask you is this. It's your Two Rivers Ford take that we do at the start of every show on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and on Twitch. Where will DeAndre Hopkins play in 2023? Let me know in the comment section, and we will talk about it together. Where will DeAndre Hopkins play in the next season? You guys let me know, and we will discuss at length together, because there's a couple of AFC teams that sound like they're interested in his services. A lot of teams will be in the veteran wide receiver market. It's a poor free agency class, obviously, the best of which has largely been signed. The Jacoby Myers, the Juju Smith-Schusters, Mecole Hardman, they're off the market at this point. So it's a lot of, you know, guys who are functional and capable of performing in certain roles, but not necessarily difference-making wide receivers that are available right there or out there right now. So with all that being said, your Two Rivers Ford take is presented by Two Rivers Ford. Go to Two Rivers Ford for 2023 Ford vehicles. Nobody offers you quality American-made Ford vehicles and award-winning customer service like Two Rivers Ford in Mount Juliet or online at tworiversford.com. So where will DeAndre Hopkins play? James Strickland says, we need a wide receiver for Lamar. I assume James Strickland is talking about the Ravens, though he could be talking about the Titans. I'm not sure where James's allegiances are. D-Hop equals Julio Jones, according to Jimbo. And that's kind of the fear, I think, if you're a Titans fan, right? You've seen a lot of these veteran wide receivers come here to have their careers die. Now, whether you want to lump a player like Robert Woods into the mix on that, Bobby Trees, obviously the one-year experiment here did not work. Julio, Andre Johnson, famously Randy Moss. There have been several of these players at the end of their careers who have come to the Titans and fallen short, particularly at the wide receiver position. Now, Nate's Burner says something that I think might be a misconception out there. He says D-Hop is washed. We've all seen the Titans with washed receivers. Titans are a retirement home at this point. And that may happen if DeAndre Hopkins comes here. But do not tell me that DeAndre Hopkins is washed when I believe DeAndre Hopkins played in 6 games last year. I'm going to pull up his Pro Football Reference just to be sure. So he appeared in 9 games last year because of the PED suspension, missing a good chunk of the season. And I'm going to put his stats up next to Robert Woods, who was the Titans' leading receiver last year. Now, Robert Woods played in all 17 games. You know, for all of the problems with Robert Woods, at least he was available. He was out there to play when you needed somebody. Now, again, his level of effectiveness, you could certainly debate. But so DeAndre Hopkins is washed, is the allegation. In his age 30 season, appearing in only 9 games, DeAndre Hopkins was targeted 96 times, caught 64 passes for 717 yards, 3 touchdowns, on the year. Now, that that is not high marks for DeAndre Hopkins, but again, that's 9 games that he was able to accomplish that, okay? In 17 games in the same season, Robert Woods was targeted 91 times. He caught less passes, 53, for less yards, 527, and less touchdowns, one less touchdown in 17 games than DeAndre Hopkins had in 9. So washed is still far better than anything that you had to offer last year. Now, you know, hamstring issues have been a thing for DeAndre Hopkins in seasons past. That wasn't the reason why he missed time, but we know that these things can happen at any point. And the more that you look around at the DeAndre Hopkins situation, the more you kind of realize, okay, you know, you got to be cognizant of the situation that he might be added to. Now, I don't think DeAndre Hopkins is going to end up in Tennessee, but apparently Pac-Man Jones is close to the situation. Yes, that Pac-Man Jones. I'm going to let you hear from Pac right after I remind you that the Primetime Show is presented by the Ashton Real Estate Group of RE/MAX Advantage. Go to GaryAshton.com and get the intel edge you need to succeed with the official real estate agent of the Nashville Predators, of my radio show, and of the Primetime Show, too. Nobody has better intel than GaryAshton.com, and they will always go above and beyond to make sure that you are equipped, whether you are buying your next home, your dream address without the stress, or selling your current home for more in this red-hot Nashville real estate market. Do so with the best in the business. Do so with the Ashton Real Estate Group of RE/MAX Advantage at GaryAshton.com. So, looking at the DeAndre Hopkins situation, Pac-Man Jones, who apparently is a regular contributor to the Pat McAfee Show, had some insight on DeAndre Hopkins today.
With that being said, source says, have some information. Pac, what have you heard about some interesting situations potentially developing around the NFL with one of the biggest names that is currently potentially on the market?
My sources tell me that D-Hop is getting hot right now.
Okay. Interest is heating up.
Interest is heating up. It's 5 teams on that list, and we'll start with the Falcons. Falcons need some help. They need wide receivers. I think that can fit. Ravens. I think if if Lamar deal goes and get done, my sources tell me that that might be a landing spot.
Okay. Okay. Baltimore Ravens in the game.
That'd be huge.
Did not know that was potentially the case. Source
one of the big
things are telling us.
Our sources is telling us is the Bills.
The Buffalo Bills. Shit. And that would make sense because although our source says have told us nothing, we did see on Instagram Buffalo Soldier from D-Hop just yesterday in Sal Capaccio, the face in our eyes, and there's probably others, we don't mean any disrespect to any other members of the Bills Mafia. The face of Bills Mafia, almost the, he's like, hey, Uncle Sal of the Bills Mafia.
Buffalonian.
Covers the Bills. He's been covering the Buffaloes for a long time. And he is a
Buffalonian
brother. I mean, this guy is awesome. He started getting excited about it. Buffalo Bills fans started getting excited about it. And that would be a place that certainly could get another weapon. A lot of people would wonder, though, contractually wise, though, how would all this work anywhere? Yeah, you know, that's another thing.
Especially in Buffalo. It can't work.
I think it could work. Why couldn't it work? I think he can go to Buffalo, 1-year deal. I don't really think it's about the money with him right now.
Okay.
I think he want to get out. And it's a big thing. He want to win. Definitely want to win and get a shot. So my sources tell me Buffalo can work. I like the Raiders, too.
Hey, they made a lot of plays.
The Raiders are on the board also. But I don't know. I go back and look at the teams, and I know D as a person. I'm leaning more toward the Bills or the Ravens.
And he was in Dallas with Von Miller working out just 2 weeks
ago. And Von Miller, assistant GM of the Buffalo Bills.
Of the Bills.
So it seems like Buffalo Soldier with Von Miller. With what we're hearing from Pac-Man's source, says, feels like Buffalo Bills fans have a reason to be excited. Mm-hmm. But Falcons fans, I guess, in. Ravens fans, in. Yeah. Raiders fans should know they're in. Anybody else?
Patriots fans.
Oh, wow.
What? What?
Okay, we'll revisit this for sure. But that is, hey, I feel like that's some massive information about D-Hop that we had not heard.
Yeah,
a lot of stuff on the ticker. 5 teams interested. Potentially one a leading in heavy favorite, mostly because of IG stories and other things now that we're hearing lingering.
So that's apparently Pat McAfee Show regular contributor Pac-Man Jones breaking some news about DeAndre Hopkins' landing spot. So the Titans are not in the mix on DeAndre Hopkins. Should they be? It's a question that you can debate. But I do think largely that I would be out on the experiment after seeing how these things have played out time in and time out. I understand that he may make sense. I understand that DeAndre Hopkins may still have plenty of good football in him at a season at the very least, but trading for another team's expensive wide receivers, expensive older wide receivers at this stage in the game does not feel like the business that the Tennessee Titans should be in at this point. So let's talk about the business that the Tennessee Titans did not want to be in. That's the business of David Long. It was pretty interesting, I think, for a lot of Titans fans to see them not make an offer to David Long that was any better than 2 years, $11.5 million that he got from the Miami Dolphins. And on the way out the door, there was made mention, questions of David Long's ability to stay available by the head coach, Mike Vrabel specifically, citing durability when asked about David Long in a couple of different situations, one on locker room cleanout day, the other at the combine. So David Long was asked about this, and we'll play you his response here in just a second. The question that I want to ask you before we do that is this. Is David Long right to be bothered by Mike Vrabel's durability comments? Let me know in the comments section, and we will discuss at length together, and we'll talk about whether the way that the Titans head coach handles these things should have an effect on players who play with him or play for him. Is David Long right to be bothered at this point? We'll discuss at length together right after I remind you that Primetime is presented by Superbook Sports. Download the Superbook app today and wager on all the college basketball action, whether it's college basketball, the NBA, baseball, right around the corner. Superbook Sports is your place to enjoy all your favorite sports as far as wagering is concerned. Odds boosts and promo bets, the best ones available for you at superbook.com. So download the app today. Go to superbook.com for terms and conditions. Gambling problem? Call the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789. So, is David Long right to be bothered by what Mike Vrabel had to say about his durability? Now, David Long didn't end up back here. They ended up signing Azeez Alshire, the linebacker, the off-ball linebacker from San Francisco. But David Long, being introduced to the Miami media, was asked about some comments Mike Vrabel made before his departure from Tennessee, and this is what David Long had to say.
Mike Vrabel singled you and Christian Fulton out in his postseason thing. But I'm wondering how that grabbed you. How, like, did that catch you by surprise? Were you offended? What did you think about that?
I mean, I was, man. You know, because if you watch film, you know, since my rookie year, you know, to the end of this year, you know, every play, you know, I lay it out on the line. So, you know, that was a surprise to me. And, you know, I feel like it kind of created a narrative a little bit as far as, you know, how I take care of my body. I don't know if you ask anybody, you know, I'm a first one in, last guy out type of guy. And he knows that as well. So, you know, it really just, you know, put a little, you know, what would I say? Like a bigger chip, you know, like I know what type of player I am. And then, you know, that wasn't discussed to me as well. So it was a lot, you know, I mean, but I took it, you know, with a grain of salt. And then, you know, I'm not really, you know, much a media person. I'm just going, you know, why you single me out or whatever, you know, I'm a roll with it, you know, and we going, you know, and I'm going to just, you know, get back to work, you know.
So that's David Long meeting with Dolphins media after signing as a free agent. So, you know, he's missed 11 or 12 games in the past two seasons combined. And obviously that's not ideal. B. French asks, who is that reporter? I don't know. I'm not a part of the Dolphins media Zoom calls. No idea. But, you know, obviously a good question to ask David Long, and interesting to get his response. Mike Vrabel does seem to kind of lean on players that way in that spot. And, you know, you can debate right, wrong, or indifferent how it is that the head coach chooses to go about these things. But largely they'll probably find ways to win without David Long. And I hope David has a successful career in Miami. I think he's a really fun player to watch, and I'm sorry to see him go because I really enjoyed covering him. But you know, they messed with his money a little bit, I think, on that, and I would understand David being a bit pissy. You know, he handled it pretty diplomatically, though. All right, we can bounce back, and then we'll get you over to the Vols game. 10-6 right now, 15 minutes just over to play in the first half between Tennessee and FAU. Owls with the possession right now as the shot clock is getting under 5 seconds. So with everything being said, who needs to bounce back in sports this week? Let's talk about it. Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Twitch. While you guys give me your submissions, I'll remind you that the Primetime Show is presented by the TrueMath Fitness Gym in the Gulch. TrueMath Fitness is where you go to get your fitness goals accomplished. Go to TrueMathFitness.com for your first workout free and try it for yourself to see how it can help you specifically. Nobody has better coaches. Nobody has better classes. No workouts are ever recycled or repeated. So go to TrueMathFitness.com. Check out their membership options for group classes, personal training, or just use the open gym. So many different options available to you for all different price points at TrueMathFitness.com. So who needs to bounce back in sports this week? Isaac Leal says D-Hop. Let's see. Ja Morant says Van Jeffrey needs to bounce back. Well, the Grizz won last night, so and Ja played. Was pretty interesting to see. They were pushing him out all over social media. 12 back, right, when he's grittying down the hallway after the game itself. Isaac Leal says we got a new 51, so David Long needs to bounce back. I've been fighting politics today, says Rekt. I don't know why. It's been exhausting dealing with idiots, so I guess Rekt needs to bounce back. I'm sorry for your time spent. Dallas Mavericks, I haven't seen what's going on with the Mavs. I really haven't paid attention to them since they traded for Kyrie Irving, but it doesn't sound like the experiment has gone overwhelmingly well. I will tell you, though, that Lamar Jackson needs to bounce back because I saw this. I guess it's a sponsorship. It's a partnership deal that Lamar has with this business partner who the NFL is reportedly saying is going around and trying to negotiate $100 million deals, $200 million deals with NFL clubs on behalf of Lamar. Apparently, this individual is also a partner in Lamar Jackson's Total Gym project.
Combining outdoor training and a portable gym maximizes time and workout routines. With over 250-plus workout routines, the entire gym brings you the flexibility to work out anywhere, anytime.
So that was Robert sent that to the group, and we just played it. So no free ads. The entire gym just got a whole 45-second spot on the primetime show. But, like, if that's not the most QVC shit I've ever seen in my life, like, what is that thing? It looks like they printed the label off on a copy machine and, like, taped it to the side of the entire gym. It's an effing cool video, says B. French. Yeah, I don't know about that. Either way. I think Lamar Jackson is in need of a bounce back. Jimbo says, "Wow, Buck, is that how you lost all your weight?" No, that's TrueMath Fitness. They don't come in portable sizes, but they certainly, I think, are more effective than the portable shake weight that Lamar's rolling around like a carry on luggage. Either way, that's going to do it for us tonight on the Primetime Show. Enjoy the rest of the Vols game. We'll see what success they're able to have if Rick Barnes is able to make it to the suite, or rather to the Elite Eight for the second time only in program history. Of course, we're going to talk about it. And if the ball season ends tomorrow, certainly, or tonight, we will certainly discuss tomorrow on the radio show. We'll have Ron Slay and Coach Dave McGinnis. There'll be plenty of free agency and prospect talked there as well. So enjoy the rest of your night. Have a great weekend if I don't talk to you on radio. And if so, looking forward to speaking to most of you at 10 a.m. tomorrow on 104.5 The Zone. See you guys.
Well, are you surprised to hear that?
Certainly not. The first year, we took it to the limit.
And I was in Miami with my new beach house. Well, it was a couple minutes from the beach.
It's been 20 years since then. We haven't been too strong in the last few years.
Oh, we've been strong. We're just playing by the rules. You can't have a newcomer come in and steal a show.